Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know when you went in, and we ask you this, and you've been asked, but did you know when you went in just to do that verse?
Honestly.
That it would take and it would have this kind of impact on music?
No. I didn't know until after, you know, you see the hooray and hoorah about it, the fact that hip-hop hasn't been shaken up in a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, when I went in and did the verse, I thought I was just having fun. Mm-hmm. And you know, these cats I know, and I'm, you know, calling out and we having fun.
Right. These are my comrades.
Yeah, so, but I see how the world took it and flipped the media. You know, I realized, okay, it has been 10, 15 years before, you know, it's been some type of shaking up in the game. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What I want to say is, of course, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify for the video along with the audio, as we're going to be doing some deep dives. And of course, I have a couple callbacks throughout this whole entire segment, simply for the fact that once again, not only was I proven right and Kendrick not really wanting to smoke like that, because technically Kendrick is just going at Drake. Call it clout chasing, call it whatever you want. For me, I think it's just for the love of competition. I don't think he actually wants to get into a serious back and forth. As he literally said in his verse, he'll diss Melly Mel if he had to. Because, of course, there's no reason to diss Melly Mel. So, I think he believes this is just for sport. Do I think he believed that Jermaine was going to jump out? Of course. Because, like I said, Drake is on vacation. Like, I'm going to sound like the biggest Drake stan caping for him. But literally, October 6, 2023, he announced that he was going to take a break from music. And then the album comes out in 2024 with the whole diss from Kendrick. It's kind of crazy. But anyways, if you want to hear the snippet of Drake talking about him taking a break all the way back in October 6 of last year, here it is right here.
I probably won't make music for a little bit. I'm going to be honest. I got some other things I need to do for some other people that I made promises to, but I probably won't make music for a little bit. I'm going to be real with you. I need to focus on my health first and foremost, and I'll talk about that soon enough. Nothing crazy, but just like, you know, I want people to be healthy in life, and I've been having the craziest.
Yeah, so basically he gets into his stomach issues, which, you know, that's a whole nother scenario, which I could take my Drake fan card in a heartbeat, because for those who know, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's like if Kylie Jenner came out, was like, you know what, I'm just having problems with my lips. You know what I'm saying? I just really got to take care of my lips. Don't ask me how that correlates. So anyways, Jermaine, back to Jermaine. The most overrated rapper of all time, because top three should be a very sacred position, and the way that we just throw around the third spot like it's just automatically Jermaine's is blasphemous to me. It's almost like people didn't listen to his music. There's a lot of things that blinds people when it comes to Jermaine, and it's definitely the platinum with no feature marketing campaign. Because of course, one of the biggest things you can do is put out an album in your prime and then not have features and it will still sell. A lot of artists could do that as far as the top positions that we're speaking of. When we're talking about Tyler, the Creator, Future, Kendrick, Travis Scott, Drake. That's just to name a few. But The overrated part comes in because I do not believe Jermaine is built for what a top lyricist has to have when it comes to the longevity of back and forths. Because for the longest, he's never been battle tested, and I think that's for a reason. Who wants to go back and forth when you can just be kumbaya with everybody in the hip hop game? I mean, I think one time people talked about him going back and forth with Wale or whatever, but that wasn't like a real deal. Or if it was, I didn't hear about it. Because at this point, it's like usually the biggest hip hop beefs usually have some type of staying power as far as in your mental Rolodex. Because people to this day still remember when Pusha T put out Story of Adidon. So the reason why I say Jermaine is the most overrated rapper ever is simply for that fact that his position of being in the top three, I think, should be given to a plethora of other artists. Like, if we're not going to say Future, then Travis Scott. If we're not going to say Travis Scott, then Nicki. If we're not going to say Nicki, you could switch it up and give it to Kanye. That's how long he's been in the game. So the whole third spot going to Jermaine just doesn't make sense to me. Anyways, that's why I call him overrated, because usually it's rated at, y'all get what I'm saying. Anyways, now let's turn our attention to the actual bars, because unlike certain critiques, I like to come at it from a standpoint of reading off what you said and then trying to get like a grasp of the whole like double, triple entendre that you may be attacking it with. Of course, the alliteration, things of that nature. But I don't want to bore y'all with like rap talk. All I'm going to say is this, what I have highlighted once again, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify for the video along with the audio version. This is why I believe Jermaine is completely overrated. Because who in the world is he talking to? No, like for real, like, is there another rapper named Kendrick that he's talking about? Because honestly, when I first read it, I was like, you know, technically he doesn't name drop Kendrick, so he could be talking about somebody else. But then, of course, with me being a, you know, studier of hip hop, it's like, now he's definitely directly talking about Kendrick, but not with these bars. I know for a fact he didn't say what he, hey. I know he didn't say one of these bars that we're about to get into. Like, I just, when I heard it and read it, I was like, bro, there's no way he just said that. But anyways, y'all gonna think I'm hating. You know, I mean, obviously for long time listeners to the podcast, y'all gonna think I'm hating, but I always come at you with certain perspectives that's based in what this man actually said. I don't just make up stuff. So anyways, let me bring up this video right quick, because this helps me out as far as my, y'all remember this scene right here? We finna watch a movie right quick. Let me see. Y'all remember this scene right here? This reminds me of when Jermaine was getting off them blasphemous bars in the 7-minute freestyle. Right here. Let me see if I can find this. Oh yeah, here we go. This scene right here.
Look at me when I'm talking to you, boy. I know that ain't who I think it is. Little big brother.
Get in the car, Ant. Told you leave my little brother alone, right?
Jermaine was like, get in the car, Drake. But anyways, the reason I even bring that up is because that whole, like, snippet of, let me see if I can find it.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
That part right there is what I kept saying to myself when Jermaine said these lines. Because which Kendrick is he talking about? That's what we got to find out. As far as the people who listen to Notorious Mass Effect, obviously I must not be doing my job, because throughout the rest of this track, after he said it, I was like, I just completely forgot who he was talking about, because I was like, oh, he can't be talking about something. It must be another Kendrick that dissed him, right? Because this man, at a diss directed towards Kendrick, said you fell off. Said your first expletive, it's a PG podcast, so you know, expletive, put the curse words in. Your first expletive was classic, your last expletive was tragic. Your second expletive put expletives to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third expletive was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic. Soon as I got it, now he want to start. Now he wants something with me. Okay, okay. So the thing that has me confused, because face value, straight flow, cadence, bars, everything is solid. Now you got to put your diss hat critique on, because that's a little different. Personal disses is supposed to have some truth in it that makes it hurt the most. Saying that a man's discography is subpar. Let's just say this diss is directed at Kendrick Lamar. That is the worst angle you could ever take in life. Kendrick Lamar's discography and having that as the focal point of your diss track. Like, come on, man. Like, at some point, I just feel like Jermaine just sets himself up. Like, who was the A&R in the studio letting him get off these bars?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like, if anything, you should talk about him taking breaks between music. And even that is a more solid foundation to stand on. Talking about this man's discography, talking like he only had like one ever, like one. You literally call one of his albums a classic. And then you talked about the rest of his discography like it was just trash. When you're Jermaine Cole and he's Kendrick Lamar. So very confusing to me, but that's not the only thing, because of course, that's not the bar that got me out of pocket. This was, which one was it? It was one of these bars. I know he said it, cause I just couldn't, I was befuddled. I was like, there's no way. It's no, it's not out of Jermaine's mouth. Out of Jermaine's mouth? Pause? No Diddy? Anyways, what's it at? So yeah, he basically said, let's see if I can find it. I think it's towards the beginning. Oh my God. Okay, it was in the bars I just highlighted, but it was, so this whole like little like verse right here, this is not it. You said that his second album put people to sleep.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
He said, I was trailing right behind you and I just now hit mine.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
This man, Jermaine, said, Lord, don't make me have to smoke this person because I mess with him.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Jermaine said, I got mixed feelings about these rap expletives. It's over for that cap. We official cap pillars.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Did Jermaine not know that we can hear this? Like, he released this to the public. This is not adequate. This is not enough. Going at Kendrick's discography, talking about how your cat pillars. Are you 21 Savage now? What happened to the conscious rap? I'm so confused. I get confused all the time listening to Jermaine. It's just so many mixed signals. It's like going left. Okay, now we're going right. Oh, now we're in the middle. Now we're going back to left. I'm like, oh, I don't get it no more. I'm just going like, I clock out. Like, I swear this the man. This the same man. Hold on, let me make sure I got this right. Because I know it's not Jermaine talking about putting people to sleep. I know the guy who made For Your Eyes Only. There's no way. There's just no way. The guy who's talking about Kendrick Lamar's discography. There's just no way. There's just no way. This man. Oh, here it is. Oh, my goodness. This is the same guy who made Folding Clothes. I kid you not. Y'all go listen to that track and get back to me. As a Jermaine fan, y'all can't even defend that track. Like, come on now. Making a whole rap track about folding clothes, like, I honestly, you know, how he got this far is like, it's very remarkable. Because what type of, how many hands do you have in your pocket for a track talking about folding clothes to gain traction? Like, Jay-Z must have had that man in a crazy 360. Like, Jay-Z was like, man, I got to push the button on this trash rapper again. Only because I'm making money off of him. Like, how many times do we have to tell you that you are not, you are audio NyQuil provider? Like, whole medical companies could not provide as much NyQuil as you do in the audio format. I pray for peace, but if a person sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, this rocket gon' fly.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
I'm hesitant, I love my brother, I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that expletive would feel like swatting a fly.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
This is Jermaine Cole talking to Kendrick Lamar. If Kendrick responds, it's literally going to be too easy. Like, I just hope that Kendrick doesn't go too personal with it. Because literally, nobody's believing Jermaine's point about your discography being mediocre. It's really sad that that's one of the parts of his verse. Because the thing about a diss track is that you can't leave no chinks in your armor, because that's what makes the best diss tracks the best diss tracks. Like, if Drake put out Back to Back, but he wasn't able to talk about Nicki in a fashion that he was able to because he didn't have no relationships to Meek Mill's, you know, high profile relationship at that time, then he wouldn't have had that whole, is it a world tour or your girls tour? Because it goes back to the history of Drake and Nicki. Pusha T, when he had the diss track towards Drake, wouldn't have had hard-hitting longevity if he didn't talk about his producer 40's illness and talked about him having or hiding a child from the world. Hard-hitting information that nobody knew. Long-lasting diss track. Who else? Even Joe Budden. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I keep bringing up Joe Budden because I don't think y'all realize, like, Joe Budden had the actual hard-hitting bars when it came towards Drake. I mean, I know I said the Killagram thing like a while ago, but for those who didn't hear it, he said, "I'll kill a gram without weighing a thing." One of the hardest bars I've ever heard targeted towards Drake. And not even that. That's just more of a lyrical aspect. Then he got into the personal aspect, which you have to do if you're going to address somebody. At the end, Jermaine did say that this is just something as a warm-up. You know, he's basically saying I'm fully loaded, but this is just a warm up. So I'm not putting too much credence on it. But Joe Budden was the first to talk about or to put in a rap song Drake's. As a Drake fan, it's hard to say this, but let's just say he may have had altercations made to his body, allegedly. Joe Budden exposed that to the world. So it's stuff like that. You have to expose something personal. Like, it don't have to be nothing. Like, you ain't gotta be like Nicki. Nicki jumped out the window with hers. Like, you ain't gotta be like lying on your dead mama, lying on your dead mama. Like, you ain't gotta do all that Nicki did to Megan. That was a different level. But you know, you gotta get a little disrespectful with it. And all throughout this track was just a lot of just disclaimers. Like, what are you, a movie? This man put out more disclaimers than an actual Martin Scorsese film, whatever his name is. I don't know his name. Who's another director? I need another one. I forget the directors. I don't really watch movies like that. But anyways, the guy who, Nolan, what's his name? Nolan, the director of Oppenheimer. Anyways. But what was I saying? All type of disclaimers, like he was about to put out the most explicit, hard-hitting track ever. This man said, I got a phone call. He literally put this in the chorus. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. So that's in the chorus. So you know that's repeating through. That's repeated all throughout the track, right? All type of disclaimers. Then he said again throughout the second verse, he said, I pray for peace, but if a person with positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, this rocket gonna fly. I already said that. Oh, here it is. My text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. You mean you wasn't already hungry? All type of disclaimers. So that's why I say, you know, Kendrick's not really fazed by Jermaine's lyrical ability in the slightest, and it's simply for this track right here. He tried his best. Not even tried his best. He said it's a warning shot, but at the end of the day, this is it. This is all he had. It's a whole project attached to this diss, and there's a reason for that. He's going to use this to sell the project, and the next time he responds to Kendrick is probably going to be never, because he doesn't really want it with Kendrick. And if he does want it, it's going to be one of those to where he's promoting the fall off in a way that Drake was promoting views when he was dissing Meek Mill. It's not going to be in a way of actually wanting to battle. It's going to be promoting, which, you know, at the end of the day, that's all, that's what it's about, right? To the art of competition, because it's like, if we didn't have these back and forths, then 2023 would just, well, no, 2024 would just be a repeat of 2023. And I think we can all agree that this year by far is better than 2023, and we're only 4 months in. So I always love the art of competition. And at the end of the day, I just want to say to Jermaine fans out there, this is the reason why Kendrick even has a leg to stand on in the first place, because Jermaine is the one who put him in the big three as far as the track on first person shooters. And that was Kendrick's whole point in his verse. And that is why when I bring up this whole entire track, I'm focusing on things that's not actually true, because those are going to be the things that Kendrick focuses on. And it's like, debate is never about focusing on what he could have said that was had some some level of validity to it. It's always about targeting the thing that has the least amount of validity, and then adding other things on top of that. Because you never want to just spend your whole verse responding to what he said. It's like 101 as far as debate, unless you're in like the long form debate, then you can do that. But for the most part, you want to debunk the thing that has the most falsified information. You want to target that first, and then add on your points at the end, so they have to respond to what you're saying. If you, what you're saying is more hard hitting, then that's what you come with. But obviously, I think what Kendrick has is going to be definitely more hard hitting. So he's not going to be filling most of his verse with debunking what Jermaine said. Just only the discography part is just the most outlandish part, which is like, to put it in basketball terms, right? Playing Golden State Warriors in their prime, 2 to 3 possessions go by where you don't score. Now you're down 9. Now they have an extra 9 points off of whatever the score was already, and he was already probably down double digits. It's stuff like that. Like, you can't play around with a caliber like this, because you're going to end up finding yourself in an unrecoverable situation. So for Jermaine, putting out these mediocre bars going towards Kendrick, and Kendrick already having bars that was seemingly not even that serious, that don't even deserve a whole track. That's another reason. If you're going to make a whole track, it can't have any holes in it. Or else just make a whole track. Just give him one verse and then that's it. But to make a whole track basically going back at him, it's overkill. And in ironically, it's going to end up, you know, hurting yourself, because it's like, you didn't have to do that much. We just need you to respond, not make a whole track. So the whole track aspect is kind of interesting, because now Kendrick definitely has to respond, because a whole track was made about him, not just a feature or a verse like he did on Like That. But when he does respond, best believe it's going to be harder than what this was. So the reason why I keep saying that is because y'all going to know when a bona fide hit track comes out. Like, I keep saying like, but, you know, literally the track like that is a nice warm-up shot. But a real hard-hitting diss track is different when you hear it. And Back to Back proved that to be true. Story of Adidon proved that to be true. Ether, when that came out way back in the day, proved that to be true. Hit 'em Up proved that to be true. Like a whole track made off of a diss. Not just a verse. Not just a, oh, people hit me up, so I gotta say something. Like, no, that's not how you do it in the slightest. Which solidifies my take that Jermaine will continue to be one of the most, no, not one of, Jermaine will continue to be the most overrated rapper of all time. I think that was basically it. So at the end of the day, this is what this reminds me of. You know, and for my people, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because I'm finna watch a little clip. So, let me see. This is what this reminds me of right here. You know, Jermaine thinking it was his time to shine. You know, Drake's on vacation. Kendrick's taking shots at both of them. So he's like, you know, it's my turn. It must be me. It's all about me then. Really? Like, it's all in my hands. That must mean I'm the main character. That's what it is. That's what that reminds me of this video right here. Shout out to RDC World.
It's the part where I like power up or something. I don't really feel nothing, but I'm going to just scream anyway. All right, hold on. Let me get ready.
This is a waste of my time. Are you the sacred beast or not?
Sacred beast? Nah, nobody ever told me I was dead, but I must be. I'm the only one left. So I'll take that title.
I am!
That's Kendrick. No, that's Jermaine. Think he did something with that 7-minute drill track, thinking it was gonna have any type of hard hitting value, and then, you know, this is the result of that.
It's supposed to happen to me. This must be the part the sacred beast take over and I go crazy.
Jay, no.
And then Drake come in right here. This is what Drake is. You're gonna pay. Like, literally, I think Drake set this man up, cause he just set that man up. Like, it's just no other way to say it. For
this. Wait, what the fuck? Desmond. Oh my God! If you hear this, mean I ain't the. Oh my! I ain't the main character. I'm just another side character.
I can feel it. You have the sacred beast in you.
Oh, the embarrassment! I can't believe this. Oh, I can't believe this.
Now it's time for me to get serious. Let's do battle, sacred beast, Desmond Johnson.
Wait, where'd they go? Oh, they just moved back.
No, oh,
some bullshit, I swear, bro. This happened.
That's Jermaine realizing that he's the main character in this whole top three arc. Because he's gonna find out real soon that Kendrick is not for play. And that track that he sent to bring like a full circle moment. That's why I played that clip at the beginning with Big Boy and Kendrick. Because just listen to how Kendrick speaks of Jermaine and Drake.
Now we can't, and you know, I don't want to go, I mean, it's been already there, but where their cats, like how some cats was like, they wasn't cool with it, others got fired, then people that didn't even have a name in there wanted to have their name in there, you know what I'm saying? Where are you at with a lot of the cats now, like the J. Cole's of the world or Drake's of the world? Where are you guys at now?
Same place. Mm-hmm. It's all love from the moment I did the verse to after the verse. You know what I mean? I think hip-hop is a sport, so you're going to have these little spits and spats, and it's all good because personally, I respect these dudes as, you know, as people, you know what I mean? So outside of that, it's really nothing.
So
at the end of the day, Kendrick literally said in his verse, and I know this is a interview from 9 years ago, but Kendrick said in his verse released this year that it's just rap. He would diss Melly Mel if he had to. Literally prefacing his verse with that to let you know it's nothing serious. It's just for the sport of rap. So, yeah, I don't think it'll get personal. If Drake responds, it's definitely going to get personal because that's the only way. After Pusha T, that man is not coming with anything but personal attacks because he's not trying to risk another defeat. at the hands of a back and forth. So for Jermaine, if that's your warm-up shot, then it was decent, I guess. It was decent. I'll give it that. Because if that's not your real diss track that you have geared up towards Kendrick, then I would say it was a pretty decent warm-up shot. But going at Kendrick's discography, I think you will learn over time, will end up making this 7-minute drill track seem very non-factual based. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Jermaine Cole putting out 7-minute drill? Do you think it was better than Kendrick's verse off Like That? And also, does this mean that Drake has to respond, or does Kendrick have to respond to J. Cole's diss first?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.